88.5 KCSN. It's Sky Daniels, and I'm here with the members of Vaughn Gray, Catherine, Annika, Fiona, and Petra. Welcome to KCSN.
Thank you very much.
I had the pleasure of meeting you all at the AAA convention in Boulder, where you perform. Wonderful performance.
Thank you.
You guys were obviously... I was really impressed by how passionate and dedicated you were, not only about your performance, but the fact that you were really absorbed in a lot of the other artists that were performing there. Can you recall any of the shows you saw and people that you said, boy, they're some of our new favorites?
Yeah, I mean, we saw LP, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. We watched Citizen Cope, and we're big fans of Citizen Cope, so that was a lot of fun, too. Yeah, we enjoyed it. It was a fun conference.
It was really fun.
You performed collectively as well as individually and classically.
Yes.
You had real classical training, and you performed for how many years classically?
Yeah, well, we started when we were about 5 years old, so we started doing recitals with that. But we started playing weddings, I guess, when Petra was probably seven. So that was about 5 years ago. And we did a bunch of weddings and performed with that. And then it kind of, I think, helped us, you know, be ready to perform with the music we're doing now. And we don't really get nervous or anything because of that, because we kind of have a platform that we're working off of kind of being comfortable in front of audiences.
So. And obviously, becoming a proficient classical artist, you had a real discipline.
Oh yes.
I mean, the discipline that you brought to this, you know, idea, it's a strong discipline.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean we had to practice a lot. There's a lot of hours going in when we were doing classical, so I think it kind of readied us for practicing now and making sure that, you know, musical proficiency and kind of tightness is always a top priority for us. So
I cheated a little and I asked someone who would know this answer, when it was that the decision to be made and how it was that the decision was arrived at, that suddenly you were going to start to do your own music, not only a different kind of music, but start to perform and write and just do the music you wanted to do. What was the motivation, you know, was it what I could assume, which is, well, we hit a certain age and that independent streak started and we said, we want to do this. What was it what made you want to move from classical, where you were, had done a lot of work and were, you know, being recognized for it, into being your own, you know, singer-songwriters?
Well, we were raised just loving music, and our family, you know, has a huge appreciation for music. So I think it was something that we had always just loved. And when we got to the age where we felt what we were comfortable kind of creating instead of just imitating other, you know, classical composers, I think we really just jumped at the opportunity to have that kind of expression that you can, it's really a great way to express yourself through music. So I think that was kind of our main goal with it, was just to have an outlet for our emotions. And we picked up a bunch of different instruments. I know Fiona picked up the guitar, and that was kind of the first thing that really made us want to write, because it's really easy to write on the guitar, and she really loved, you know, playing with it. So I think that really helped. But we listened to so many different artists that I think we really had a lot of inspiration to pull from, and we were so inspired by going to live shows and hearing really great records that we just wanted to be able to kind of do it ourselves.
This song is called Chain to You.
I am not your keeper. I'll break my back carrying you way around. Why should I be your savior when you bury yourself in the ground? Your pain knows its way around the maze of my veins. It's my heart, even though I pray that my strength will not be slain. Thank you. like a curse. Your fears became my own. Your love turned into chains.
This is insane. You're going down, I'm going to you. Can't walk away, I'm chained to you. What am I supposed to do if you blow my heart close to?
Said you listen to a lot of artists, you know, the music that we've had on the EP, it's obviously a blend of folk and some Americana and even sometimes a taste of traditional country.
Sure.
Who were some of the artists that really, you know, mattered to you when you said, you know, we want to start to find our own voice and our own sound? Who were some of the artists that did inspire you?
Well, I think we don't really listen to music in one genre because we don't want to, you know, replicate any sounds that anyone else has kind of already done. So, I mean, we listen to a really big variety of artists. I mean, I know my dad is a huge kind of Talking Heads fan. We listened to a lot of Phish growing up, too.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I mean, anything from, you know, Terrence Trent D'Arby to the Eurythmics to Jethro Tull. So it's kind of a random spectrum of artists, but I think we pull, you know, little tidbits from everything we hear and are inspired by that.
The performing part of it and the songwriting part of it, we now must reveal the ages because even though I know, right, as I was sitting here listening today, I would never know that the songwriting and the perspective in the songs
mm-hmm.
would be that of 15.
Yes.
There's a real maturity to the songwriting unto
Thank
itself.
You. Thank you.
That is not something that one expects. You obviously elected. Many people your age tend to start to write. I mean, listen, Taylor Swift makes a great, and she now acknowledges it, that she is speaking generationally to, you know, the things that impact people of the age. But you've gone to write a timeless, ageless type of material, and
thank you
are young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
We are.
So where's that come from? Where is that perspective coming from?
Well, I mean, our parents have always, you know, tried to make sure that we are, you know, had kind of a global perspective. So we weren't really thinking about things. And we were homeschooled, too. So we were kind of, you know, didn't have a lot of the influences of, you know, pop culture when we were really young. So, you know, I think we read a lot. We watch a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
We've met a lot of people. And we've, you know, we've had the
that
opportunity
helps.
To travel a lot. So I think just meeting people and seeing people, you know, that are really just experiencing different things has really helped us kind of pull from that and put our own personal kind of feelings into it as well. So
this song is called Coming For You.
Another morning, another sunrise, get up and go. Always moving, go faster, never slow. Cause you're running, 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 what you gonna do? Cause they're coming, 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 coming for you. Don't slip on the morning dew, they'll catch up to you.
Now, the age range is, are you 13 yet?
No, it's 17 to 12.
When are you going to be 13?
In May.
We'll make sure that we celebrate. You'll be a teenager. this isn't a gimmick. This isn't I've talked with your manager. There's nothing, quote, cute, although you're all very cute and attractive. This is a really accomplished and dedicated group of musicians who the fact that you are this young, I think, would amaze anyone. Now, tonight you're playing at the Hotel Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I bring up this fact only because, like myself, when you see Von Gray and you see the maturity and the accomplishment of their musicianship, it's almost, you're incredulous. Like, they can't be this young and be performing with this level of maturity and skill. So I invite our listeners to see what I'm talking about. And then again, you're going to be playing on Monday night at the Roxy. And that, I think, is pretty much sold out. How does that feel to know that you're going to play at that legendary music hall? And it's sold out here in Los Angeles. It's got to be a great thing.
We're so excited to be able to play.
It's going to be awesome.
You know, I think we love playing in front of people, and we've played venues where there's a lot of people, and we've played when there's really not that many people there. And I think we have fun, you know, no matter what. But having the energy to pull from when there's so many people in the crowd is really amazing. And we're just kind of honored to be able to be on that stage and to be able to play in front of people. So we're very excited about it.
So that's really got to be a landmark opportunity to know that you're going in that room. You know, I could rattle off, you know, from Elton John to Bruce Springsteen, you know, all these people that, you know, there's posters of that people still have framed of the night they saw them at the Roxy. Mm-hmm. So it's certainly going to be monumental for you.
Absolutely.
In between, I hear that you get a bit of personal pleasure in that you're going to get to see Mumford and Sons.
Yes.
Which I've heard you guys really admire and appreciate.
Yeah.
You should be out on tour with Mumford and Sons. You're
an
ideal
awesome.
Opening
really
act
amazing.
For
Very
Mumford
cool.
and Sons. I know somebody that knows somebody. I'll have to bring that up.
Cool.
We really want to thank you for coming out. I'm amazed. I'm just amazed. Your attitudes, professionalism, seemingly your maturity. I'm sure you have fun. You know that I haven't get to see you have fun, or I don't get to see any of the sibling sister fights and stuff that happen. Yeah, but what I see is nothing but true, dedicated, authentic musicians, and we're glad that you were able to stop by 88.5
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming out. It's Von Gray on KCSN.